Good morning, all. From my magic couch. I call it my magic couch now because as I sit on it with my face to the Sea of Cortez, there's something magical that happens. I call it magical. It's really not magical, but it's my word of expressing. Love appears, and there's this big, big, huge smile on my face. And I'm really, really grateful, grateful for being able to just sit and just look and notice. I'm so, so grateful for this. Lenny, thank you very much this morning for sharing with us. You said, when you love God with all your might, when you love God with all your might. There's something so, so glorious that happens. You never knew that this change could become you. You never knew how you got here, but all you knew that before this, it felt like life was empty without any kinds of meanings in it. That it was like a garbage dump. Litter. Littered. And it took me so long, it seemed. It just seems that way. It took me so long to get to this place where love nurtures me. And I don't know for certain that this will continue. But right now, what I can tell you is that when you just sit, when you just sit in the moment without words, without thoughts, that something happens. Something takes over. I was thinking last night as I sat here and I looked out my window. Right here on this couch, it's my heaven. I see so much. I notice so much. And falling in love is so wonderful. It's so easy. I'm not talking about falling in love with something or an object. I am talking about falling in love with everything, with just everything your eyes touches. And it happens for all of us, but we never noticed it before. You know, on YouTube, there was somebody that posted a post, and these kids made musical instruments out of garbage. And it seems like this is what has happened to me. Is as I sit on my couch, things I took for granted. Things like the leaves. Like the gloss in them, like their shape, like little flies sitting on them. All these things are gifts that are pouring out from me, saying this too in its littleness is huge, it's gigantic. You see, for all my years, what was missing was me. I was missing out the picture because I was so busy being preoccupied with my thoughts. As a matter of fact, wasted, dehumanized, because I really believed my worthlessness. And what a trap. That's what illusions are. When you believe thoughts, and not that they don't come anymore, they come. They are constantly here with me. Instead, what I've learned to do is I've learned to sit with them, turn them around. And it's a pleasure. It's a pleasure. If I see something and my mind says, "Ooh, run, Tay, run, it's awful." I says, "Give me a little chance, give me a little chance." I don't even say, "Spirit, let me see how you'd see this anymore." I just give me a little chance and I sit with it. You see, all these years I thought I was doing nothing. I was learning nothing. Something in me was noticing. Something in me knew differently. And I see that in all the moments that come around. All these prompts, they're just love notes sprinkled all over. And all it asks is that you notice it. We've been with the Course for a long time now. And out of the Course, I have seen springtime. I have seen so much love from all these mighty companions. And what I've heard is voices raised in praises, in pure praises, in recognition that we're all but one, God's expression. Every part of us, every part, every one of us. And there's nothing to fix. Absolutely nothing to fix. There's something to notice. So this morning I wanted to come and I wanted to tell you guys how wonderful it is to sit on my couch facing the Sea of Cortez early in the morning and late at night and just gathering in love with things seen and unseen, with my mind, looking at it and touching things the way I've never touched before. You know, when I was in Santa Barbara, I remember plainly this love coming out of me. And the kind of love that comes out of me seemed rough and coarse, like a diamond that needed to be polished. And lots of thoughts went through my mind. Like, wow, all these people are gathered here to share in love, to share in gratitude, in a place so sacred. But that sacred place was me. That sacred place is you. That sacred place is that vessel of love flowing. And you know, nothing is expected. Nothing in life is expected. It just flows and it is what it is. And it is so, so beautiful. This morning as I was walking, I was thinking, even madness is beautiful. All the madness I went through, if I could have sat with it, and when I do sit with it, there's something so joyful about it. I mean, we are so, so perfect. We are so, so perfect. I don't, you know, I want to sing praises. I want to just sit here and be quiet and feel this love. And I wanted to share this with you. I wanted to tell you that when you nurture love, that it gives so much. It overflows. I can see Bill coming in right now. He's probably caught enough fish to give to the neighbors, so he's coming in. He's just been out there half an hour, catching his fish. Yep, he's heading to my friend Lupe to deliver her dinner. How wonderful. Anyway, my point was that I was talking to Bill yesterday. He went out early and then came out and says, honey, do you want to go snorkeling with me? We'll go to the islands and we'll be alone and we'll just snorkel together and see what's in the waters. And I said, well, then give me a little moment. Let me pack the lunch, our lunches, and I'll come along. I'll get my camera and Andy, his little six-year-old friend that has come to join us, he says, oh, can I please come along? And I said, Andy, Bill is taking me out on a date. He took you out this morning, and right now he just wants to take me out, and we're going to go have lunch, and we're going to go snorkeling, and we won't have any thing to worry about. And I looked on his little face and the disappointment in it. And my heart just opened wide. And I said, yeah, go tell your grandma I'll take you. You see, our heart opens wide continuously. We've just got to harness that moment. So off we went with Andy off the little island to snorkel. And I looked at my husband, Bill, because this was going to be Andy's first snorkeling experience. And I looked at Bill and the way he held Andy. He held him and he carried him along with him, holding him. It reminds me of that fellowship and that friendship we have with that one that abides in us. He holds us every moment of the day. And he shows us all these beautiful things that exist. And I fell in love with my husband over and over. But what I was doing is I was falling in love with that love that was coming out of me. You see, every moment in our lives, love flows. There's never a time that love is not flowing. All we got to do is open that door and accept it. It carries us just the way Bill held on to Andy. I got photos of it. Side by side, And I could hear him in the quiet whispering to Andy, saying, "That is a hogfish." And Bill does not speak Spanish. And he understands just a few words, and Andy does not speak English, but he gets most of what Bill is saying. But that exchange that they were exchanging yesterday, I saw it stir up in me. You see, love sees the little things that matter. And then about half an hour, I saw Bill leading him back in, and they came back in. And I heard Bill's broken Spanish. He was telling Andy, the purple old fish. The purple old fish, Andy, look, look. And a smile rose into me, and I said, he doesn't know, he's taking a Spanish-English word and adding a Spanish ending. How beautiful. What a beautiful expression. Calling purple, like if it was a color, in Spanish. But Andy understood. Andy understood. What was there was something that was manifesting through me. Not that the object Bill and Andy were doing anything, but those words that were singing inside of me were joyful noises. And I recognized more and more that it has nothing to do with anybody outside of me, but it has to do with falling in love with love. Just simply falling in love with love. And that's what I'm going through at this moment. That's what I go through. I think it started about a month ago. Just falling in love with now. Because there's nothing I want to miss. Even the flies that land on me. Before they were irritating, now they tickle. And I laugh. The hummingbirds. Sweeping, wings fluttering, so thankful for the sugar water that I prepare for them. Their brilliant colors. I take notice. These little things, a life on their own expressions. They tell a lot of stories. We just got to sit and look. And love talks about it. Love talks about everything. You no longer become afraid of what your thoughts are saying to you. But you embrace every thought. Because what you first believe the thought means is just like you knocking on a door and someone opening it. It's no different. Amiga, my little dog, I remember how I used to have all these ideas about her. Amiga is white and I do not like taking her on the beach because Amiga is too playful. She digs her face into the sun and mud. And she looks like a warrior. I don't know what gets into Amiga to want to always be dirty. This morning she dug her face into the sun. And in me, a burst of laughter happened. I noticed there was nothing critical in me anymore about Amiga. She was just expressing herself as a warrior. We came home, we hosed her off, towel dried her, and sent her upstairs. But it was no longer a cruel moment in my mind. It no longer lashed me with accusatory thoughts about Amiga, making me dislike Amiga. Instead of disliking Amiga, I just know that Amiga likes looking like a warrior, smelling like a warrior. She rubs her chest on those dead fish, and she comes in and, oh my goodness, that smell. But I'm always reminded constantly, like in Belize, you know, we had orange orchards, and they used to compost. After they make orange juice, they had huge hills of compost, and that compost stunk. Yet not, there was a sweetness to the stink. You see, you got to notice, you got to take time. You got to take time in order to fall in love with everything that opposes you. Everything that says this is not your perfect condition. You've got to sit with that till it becomes the perfect condition. Did you know that in the scent of stink, there is great sweetness? Yes. You know, Jesus says that he speaks to us as a brother. He says, that is what I am. He says, in essence, in reality, he says, I am no different from you in any way. Jesus says, I am the Son of God, just as you are the Son of God. He says, just as every friend and every enemy that you perceive is likewise the Son of God. He says, I come to you as a brother, he says. He says, in your sense of time, perhaps older. And he says, definitely wiser. And he says, I come to you from the vantage point of being free of the illusion that is this world. You see, I understand that. I understand that deeply now. The thoughts that come to us, that we impose on objects, places, things, that's how we create that which frightens us, that which blinds us, that entire veil, that entire skin on the onion. When peeled, love expresses. And that's what Jesus teaches us. He says, stand in me. And your days will be plentiful. Stand in me. and your days will be plentiful. Everything that He, Jesus, shows me turns into love. He says those who are free of illusions of this world can seem to you to do miracles. You see, that can seem to you to do miracles. But what's happening is love has come to abide. And when love comes to abide, it's love that takes over. It feels like you're being rocked. Hold on 1 minute. I hear somebody at my gate and the dogs are barking. Give me 1 second. Thank you guys for giving me a little break here. My neighbors were at the gate and I'm Kara. I didn't know if she was tied up, but she likes to give them loving nips and it's not too much appreciated. But that was that. Oh! I've got to share this with you. Something so, so marvelous. Yesterday, as we ended our day snorkeling together, Bill says it's time to go in, Tay. I'd like to go home, take a shower, and take my siesta for the afternoon. And I agreed. And just as we were going to head out, we saw a bird that had landed and something was floating beside it. And my eyes swept on it and it was a fish. A rare fish, actually. They aren't really seen and they're like, if you ever get caught with them, you're sent to jail. Anyway, Bill and I were innocent and we didn't know anything about it. But it was quite alive. And it was huge. It was a 30-pound snapper, which is highly unusual. But it was beautiful. Oh, Bill says it's similar to a white bass. So it was very alive, but we didn't have to do anything about it. We just took out the gaff, and pulled it into the boat. It was moving and very, very alive. But it was the biggest fish Bill had ever seen in a sea white bass. He's never seen that. Well, so we were coming in and then the Dorados were jumping and he says, give me one moment, let me catch a few Dorados, say. Okay, Bill, I says, that's fine. And we stopped by and caught some dorados. At the same time we were doing this, I look up and Jose was bringing in his clients. And they had left early that morning fishing and they only caught 2 dorados. Bill had caught 14 plus this big white bass. So he gave the fish them to Jose and says, yeah, you guys take this fish home. And he always is that kind of a person. He is always giving. You know, he loves the fish. And I don't know, but the economy here in Mexico is really not as good. There's so much learning here in Mexico, so much learning that we're still confused with the lesson being taught us and believing them to be true. So suffering seems expressed. And you know, the jobs here are so minor. So putting food on the table, and this is not, you know, 1 or 2 little people in each family. This is 13, 14 people in a family. And the neighbors, and they all look up to us as we can ask Tay, we can ask Bill, they'll give it to us, or they'll give us a helping hand. And I'm really, really grateful to be able to be in the position to just share what I have. I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful for having so much, and being able to just give. Giving is such a beautiful experience. And maybe what I get back is love and gratitude, but to me, the feast of love and gratitude that I receive by far is a bigger exchange than the little things I give up. When my friends hug me, they hug me with so much love and gratitude. Gratitude, not because I am Tay, but just because they find that love that I have blanketing them. And in return, it returns right back to me and blankets me. And that's what Jesus gives me every single day. We call him Holy Spirit. We have so many wonderful names for love. And so what I'm learning is that love is never absent. And I'm learning how Jesus turned that few fishes to feed the multitude. I'm learning and I'm in really, really deep appreciation for all that Jesus offers me, that I have this little willingness that is just blooming and blossoming, and in return for my willingness, I see the lilies of the valley, and everything is fields and fields of flowers. And all I can say is I am so grateful for this little time that I responded to love. Because it's widening. And it's embracing everything. And it is showing me and it's teaching me that I am that. It says, those who are free of the illusions of this world can seem to you to do miracles. But what you experience rather than miracles is the contrast between what it is like to be free of the illusion. And on the other hand, to still be bound by the belief that in some measure, the world is real. You see, I was reading the book of Siddhartha the other day, probably one of the most incredible pointers about who we are and our reality and our experience. And I used to have this belief that I didn't want anything negative around me. I used to feel condemned when there was negative activity. But the book of Siddhartha, the story of Siddhartha says, no, embrace that part too. Don't run away from it. Become that part. Andy, estoy enseñando ahorita. Solo tengo tiempo para ti. Pero si quieres sentarte, está bien.
Es que mi abuela me mandó que...
Okay, un momento. One second again.
Miguel mandó a pescar.
Sí, sí. Andy, te estoy enseñando. ¿Cuánto tortilla necesita? ¿Tres? Ándale. Dile todo esto tengo. Gracias, Andy. Sorry about that again. Anyway, I don't know which part I was at. I'm sorry for the interruption this morning. And it's all good. Oh, yeah, Siddhartha and embracing that which doesn't feel good. But how will we know if we didn't try? How would we know if we weren't involved? How would we know good? There's a real wonderful balance there. And I see that in my life every time some thought comes up or something comes up that triggers feelings that I don't want. I try to sit with it. And when I say sit with it, I mean even act in it. And I can clearly hear the teachings going on about even those things that I used to find distasteful. How wonderful they have become in my life. You see, my doors are wide open because my heart is wide open. And so when I talk about love, There's something in me that jumps for joy. And I say, thank you, thank you, thank you, Spirit, for showing me this other way of being, of embracing everything. The good, the bad, the ugly, the plentiful, just embrace everything. They all have something to teach me. And what do they teach me? That it is within my will. That I find food to share. And this is my joy. My joy is to tell everyone that within them is this great loving presence that gives me so, so much, that extends to everything that comes in front of me, touches me, or is just in my mind. What a way to wake up in the mornings. What a way to wake up in the mornings and have a thought of unworthiness and be able to turn it around and laugh with it and shoo it away and not to take anything serious and then to come back to love and just anoint it . How wonderful is our Creator . And this is what the Course and NTI and all these magnificent books and all these magnificent prompts have to give us, but we must sit with them and ready to feel that loving embrace envelops everything that can make our life, our lives, that can make our lives a church, a gathering of giving, a feast that all can join in. And when you share this with people and say to them, love God, like Lenny said this morning, with all your might, that means in every thought that comes to you, give that thought up and love God with all your might. You see, love is what is eternal. Love is what is infinity. It's love that we harvest. And this is my story right now. And this is what I am being taught. And it is such a glorious lesson. And the outpouring of it that slips out and blesses everyone as it blesses me. Is the good news that I share. And I share it in my little way. You see, falling in love doesn't have to be about falling in love with people, places, or things. The best falling in love is when you fall in love with you. You have so much to give. Have you noticed when you fall in love, you just want to sing? Have you noticed a song that just wants to pour out in you? Love reaches every little corner of your mind and pulls up on songs. And your entire being wants to skip. Your entire being is radiant. And all it has to do is that you have fallen in love with who you are. How wonderful is our Creator. How wonderful. How wonderful is His embodiment. How can anything else, how can any thought frighten us when we are so much more? As a little kid, I remember playing with friends, and they would take their little pinky finger and they would make a sign, come here, come here. And then we would come to see what they wanted. And they'd say, you made this little finger. You gave this little finger so much attention that you present yourself to me. But at the receiving end of that, I can see clearly that when the little pink finger says, come, and I came, it wasn't because the little pink finger ruled me. It's because my friend called me. And that's what I want you to watch with thoughts. Your thoughts call you. And when you come to your thoughts with questions, inquiry, you will find out that as you dig deeper, there is so much beauty coming out of it, that thoughts no more will rule you. They will not become your enemy, but they will become a door that can be opened. And you can notice. They become mirrors that reflect inner beauty. Jesus says, I will speak with you of many things. I will speak of things which are real. Can you hear him? Do you hear him? Do you hear the whispers of beauty? He says, I will speak of many things, including the world of space and time. He says, which indeed are not real. And of those things which are not real, it says, they are but blocks you have created to keep you from knowing the reality of who you are. Bring down that wall. says this whole world you see is not real. What is he talking about? He's talking about your thoughts that cover reality. We're so blessed. There's so many prompts that have been given to us that if we ever sat with them, we would see what's real. The world is not hidden. You're not hidden. Reality is not hidden. Love's not hidden. It cannot hide. But all you've got to do is sit with it and nurture it. Nurture yourself. Stop running away. Stop giving yourself away. Stop loving who you are. Sit. Take a blade of grass in your hands. Turn it around. Look at it. Then look within your mind. Embrace what's going on there. There's something that blade of grass is saying to you. And guess where it's coming from? It's coming from you. Take that time. Nurture it. Take that time. Nurture yourself. That's how you're going to find this love I'm talking about. Find time to give. Give of yourself unconditionally. That which is real, that which is of God, does not change. It is not subject to your perception or your beliefs. It is not subject to your space and your time. For it is far beyond any and all of these. He says, I speak to you as your brother, for that is what I am. In reality, in essence, I am no different from you in any way. Those are the voices I hear. Those are the voices that are causing me to fall in love deeply. I love that. Perspective sharing through yelling. No. Yeah. I agree. Wow. Thank you all for sharing this hour with me. Again, dig deep within and find that love that's telling you, you are so beautiful. Thank you all. See you guys Wednesday. Bye-bye.